With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRostra. Congressional leaders are preparing a stopgap bill to keep the federal government running into March and avoid a partial shutdown next week. The temporary measure will run to March 1st for some federal agencies whose approved funds are set to run out on Friday and extend the remainder of government operations until March 8th. Wicked weather all across the U.S. Michigan resident Bruce Calloway was at the store telling WXYZ-TV that he was out shopping for salt and other items to make things safe at home.
Myself and my wife are seniors, so I got to make sure my steps and everything is ready so we won't fall. Because we can't get up no more, you know.
Meanwhile, Chris King was hoping that they don't lose their electricity.
It's scary. It happens every once in a while at our condo, and it's not a pleasant experience because it usually takes several hours or a couple of days to get the power back.
A wave of Arctic storms threatening to break low temperature records in the Heartland and spread ice, cold, and snow from coast to coast. Governors from New York to Louisiana warning residents be prepared for worrisome weather. Also at SRNNews.com, the families of Hamas hostages prepare to mark the loved one's 100th day in captivity.
Every morning, Rachel Goldberg-Polin grabs a marking pen and in thick black strokes on a masking tape writes down the number of days her son Hirsch has been held hostage by Hamas. Then she sticks the tape to her chest. She tells the AP,
"It sickens me again. I never get used to it, which is good, and I shouldn't, and no one should."
23-year-old California native Hirsch Goldberg-Polin was last seen on October the 7th at a music festival in southern Israel. 100 days have gone by since he and about 250 others were taken hostage. His mother now spends her days trying to bring Hirsch and the other hostages home. I'm Karen Shamas.
SRN News. The numbers are in on an evangelism effort in Cuba.
A group of Baptist leaders from Florida spent a week in the communist enclave late last year, and the result is more than 4,800 Cubans giving their life to Christ. Pastor Philip Hamm of First Baptist Palmetto tells Baptist Press, quote, "Not only were they very hospitable and friendly, but they also have a sincere hunger for spiritual things. Christians are still persecuted in Cuba, but opportunities for the gospel have increased slightly in recent years." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In a surprising move, Denmark joined numerous Muslim nations in banning blasphemy. The Danish parliament amended its penal code in response to recent spate of Quran burnings that enraged Muslims around the world. U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is criticizing the decision, saying criminalizing blasphemy is the wrong approach. This is SRN News. Delta Airlines reporting some good news.
The airline says it closed 2023 strong and expects another good year in 2024. Although shares fell because Delta trimmed a forecast for full year 2024 earnings. The airline earned $2 billion in the fourth quarter, and revenue for all of last year was a record. The airline is feeling flush, so it's ordering more planes. Delta says it will buy 20 Airbus A350s for international service and take options to get 20 more. John Scott reporting.
Los Angeles Police Chief Michael Moore with an unexpected announcement on Friday. He's retiring at the end of February, he says, so he can and his wife can move closer to their out-of-state daughter. Moore has been a cop for more than four decades, and he was chief of L.A. since 2018. In fact, he was just reappointed last year for a second term to begin planning for the 2028 Olympics. This is SRN News.